Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time. 7 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you on a little show we call Fesco and Dusty.
With Mac.
Big one on Sunday. 7:25. Love that start. And Chiefs-Giants, they'll 2-0-2 teams. Somebody, well, I guess you could tie that.
Oh, God.
I said somebody's got to win. Well, not necessarily. Could tie.
Tie would suck. Oh God. Man. Nothing worse than a tie in the NFL.
Nothing great about that, but it is, as we coin it. We'll have Mitch Holtis here in about 10 minutes join the show as well. Must win game and must perform well game, right? You can't have both. I don't believe in this situation. You can't have a game where it's like, well, Mahomes threw for 300. Travis had 6 for 65 and a touchdown. They ran the ball for 80 yards combined between the two running backs, and they lost 28-29. That can't happen. You have to win this game. And I think whereas in the beginning of the show, we said leaders have to lead, you had mentioned his name. He has a ton of impact. This is an Andy Reid game.
It is an Andy Reid game.
We have seen where Travis Kelce has not been himself, where Chris Jones may not have been himself, where Mahomes has not been himself. We have seen Andy Reid not be himself. And I don't know what merits that. I don't think it's Dave, but I don't know what merits Andy Reid kind of so far this year. We've seen the punting against the Eagles on, I think it was what, 4th and 4, kind of in their territory or your own territory, so you don't want to give the ball up, but we're down 2 scores. There was only 4 minutes left in the game or 7 minutes left in the game. You were probably going to get the ball back once, maybe twice, but then he went for it on 4th and 1 where you could have kicked the field goal and kind of gotten points there early in the second half. And they didn't get it. And then, you know, there's just been these little hiccups where, yes, the players haven't been 100% polished for this year, but Andy Reid hasn't been really that polished. And this is one of those games he'll tell you. He'll say it in the press conference every single time because that's what this team does. They put the weight on their shoulders. And even Mahomes, I've got to be better. Travis Kelce, I've got to be better. Andy Reid even says it. I've got to be better. Okay, then don't say Go do on Sunday night.
Yeah, and you know that game the other day kind of was reminiscent of the New England Patriots playoff game that they lost in 2016 after beating the Houston Texans. And it was like Andy Reid coached that game like he had Alex Smith at quarterback instead of Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. And now he's probably coaching that way because he also realizes the skill set of the position players that he has isn't up the snuff. And I remember that playoff game against the New England Patriots in 2016. They beat Houston. It was the first playoff win in 20-plus years, right? Great. Now we're going to New England. And it was about 7 minutes to go in that game, and they're methodically moving the ball down the field. And people are like, why isn't he picking up the pace? He's got to score twice. Let's go. Let's go. Let's move. Let's move. And after that game, Andy Reid said, look, we got to score first before we can score twice, right? And so I remember him, you know, kind of using that as the defense. And why he punted in that game, I don't know, because you got to score twice, but you have to score first before you can score twice. So he should not have punted in that game. He should have continued to try to move the ball down the field because you probably weren't going to get that back for another 2 times. So that was a questionable move, you know, by Andy Reid going for it in the second half on the first drive in your own territory on 4th down is a questionable move as well, you know, by Andy Reid. So this is one of these games that we determine it must win, and it is the first true must win game of the Reid Mahomes era. They've never really been in this situation before. Yes, playoff games are considered must win games. We know that, but your life isn't at stake in a playoff game, right? Yeah, you may lose early, but you're still in the playoffs, still a good season. Your entire year is at stake right now. And the Chiefs have never faced this type of situation before. They've never faced this type of adversity before. And we've never really seen them have to nut it up and win a regular season game to keep this thing on track. They have to show they still want it, and they have to go out there and get it. And a lot of it does start with the leadership. A lot of it does start with Andy Reid. But the players also got to make plays. Like, Andy Reid cannot give the ball to Isaiah Pacheco. But if he does, then it's not Andy Reid's fault if Isaiah Pacheco's not following his blocks. After that, if he doesn't follow his blocks, you pull him out of the game. That's where Andy Reid can have the impact. He has to put the great game plan in place. The guys have to go out there and execute it. And if these guys aren't executing what he wants, we'll see you later.
No, for sure, it's both. It's never all just on one guy in most any sport, but especially football. But if you watch some of these concepts, I know all these guys post plays around the whole week of last week's game, and it's a lot of plays from both these games where it's like, are guys running the wrong routes, or what are these concepts? Why are two guys in the same spot? Why is Mahomes rolling to the right side of the field and all three wide receivers are on the left and there's no one there with him? Like, surely this isn't correct, right? But it's happened now two times in a row, and even last season there were a lot of complaints about what's going on here. Why aren't guys getting open? You watch the Bills, you watch the Rams, you watch the Dolphins last night, and Mike McDaniels, our first coach fired. Guys are open.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, things can be easy. So Andy Reid has to make things easy this week. You're the best offensive mind the NFL has ever seen. Show us.
Yeah.
Show us.
And I think he will. I think these are the type of games that kind of Andy lives for, you know? Like, all right, everybody's kind of doubting us. Now, there haven't been many of those here in Kansas City. Like I said, this is the first true must-win regular season game that this group of players has ever had here in Kansas City. We've never had a must-win regular season game.
Yeah.
We're going to see what you're made of. I mean, we really are. This is one of those games where you're going to show us what you're made of. And maybe you show us you're a playoff team, or maybe you decide, you know what, we're taking the year off. We're just going to take the year off, you know, and see what happens. But we'll test the mettle of this team. We'll test the mettle of the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. We'll test the mettle of the players. We'll test the mettle of everybody inside that organization this week. It's a major win. We're going to learn a lot about this organization. Again, you learn a lot about people when times are tough.
Yep.
When times are great, everybody's a winner. Everybody leads from a front. Everybody's happy. It's easy to be a winner. It's hard to be a winner when you're losing. And that's what we need these guys to be right now. We need them to be those winners that we know they are when the times are tough. But sometimes when you've never experienced stuff like this, you don't know how to respond. They got to learn how to respond. And they got to learn how to respond fast.
I think this is also, I guess this is twofold. One, I think this is probably the most vulnerable this Chiefs team has been in the last 7 years. At least this early in the season. Now we can all, let's play reverse, you know, past, right? Let's say the Chiefs won the first two games of the season, and this game is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the entire city and the narrative would be about this game. Trap game.
They're looking ahead to Baltimore.
They're looking ahead. This is where the Giants win. It's their home opener. For some weird reason, their first two games have been on the road to divisional opponents. Seems a little odd, at least to me. Maybe I'm missing this and
I think the NFL, like this year, because this week sucks from a scheduling standpoint. Like the NFL does this on purpose. Start out hot, man. Give us the first two. You saw the TV numbers, right? Insane TV numbers for the first 2 weeks of the season. Get everybody back into football with great matchups. And then week three comes along and you've got matchups that a lot of people probably don't care about this week, right?
But what's different about this year is you have not won those two games. You have lost. Right. So now this narrative becomes this is a must win instead of this is a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're 100% not even thinking about Baltimore right now.
No.
You're thinking about X's and O's, P's and Q's, dot and I's, cross and T's against the Giants. Whereas I do think in the past, if you start off 2-0, it'd be like, well, you know, we can lose it. It's fine. It's not AFC. That ain't the case this year. And that's not the case in this situation. You went from what could have been a lot of people, when they looked at the schedule right out of the chute, right? A lot of people probably said win-win, trap game, Ravens game is going to really identify this team by week four. Can they be 3-1? Can they take that step towards, you know, the number one seed in the AFC championship or for the AFC? And you'd be like, well, Buffalo's probably going to win the first eight games they play. And then that week nine game against Kansas City, that's going to be your one seed game. That's how it's been the last couple of years. That ain't the way it is this year. Now you go from what could have been a trap game from when the schedule was released in March or May and to where now this is a must win. This is a game they have to win. And they're not even thinking about Baltimore, because if you can go out there and execute the way that we've said, from the leaders on the field and to the leader that calls all these plays and is the captain of this ship and Andy Reid, You get that right, maybe this is not only just a must-win game, but it's a get-right game.
Yeah.
And that can create so much more moving forward to where then you can think about Baltimore, and it's like, now who's thinking about who more? Is Baltimore thinking about the Chiefs being like, that ain't a 1-2 team? Or is it the Chiefs being like, that's a really good team in the AFC? So I think this game is actually, in somewhat, the narrative of it being a must-win is kind of a blessing in disguise, because you are not thinking about next week. You're thinking about this week, Sunday night football in New York.
Well, you better not be thinking about next week, because next week doesn't matter if you don't win this week. It literally does not matter next week at all whatsoever if you don't win this week. And I want them to win kind of in a nice way, too. I want them to go out there and just show that you're better than everybody else, right? Show us something that we haven't seen over the last 2 years. But you know what? Maybe this team just doesn't have that anymore right now, right? Maybe we don't see those nice games and those nice wins until Rashee Rice comes back. You hope it's not too late. You hope to stem the tide. You hope to keep the boats afloat right now, right? And so at this point in time, while we all want this nice win on Sunday night, a comfortable win, I think the Chiefs are looking at it and going, we just need a win. We don't care how it looks. We need to have more points at the end of the night than our opponent does, and we'll feel so much better about these things, right? That's what they need to start working on, finding these ways to win. I would love it to be a nice win. I'd love it to be a going away time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Type of win, I don't think it is going to be that way, because the Chiefs haven't played that way in the last couple of years. They haven't played that way at the start of this season. I'd like it to be that way, but it's more important to just find a way to get a win. Be those veteran players and find a way to get a win on Sunday night.
Be 3-3 by week 7. This team's good.
Yep.
3-3.
You're 3-3 at week 7. You're fine. We're fine.
Then the Arsenal comes back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.